with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will not move forward with tariffs on 8 European countries for not supporting his push to take over Greenland, following a conversation with the NATO Secretary General about a future deal regarding the territory and the Arctic. Trump says he's reached a framework of a deal on Arctic security with NATO's chief.
Really fantastic for the USA. Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security.
And he's securing a new NATO framework related to Greenland and the Arctic.
Well, the deal is going to be put out pretty soon. We'll see. It's right now a little bit in progress, but pretty far along. It gets us everything we needed to get.
Trump also suggested Denmark and NATO might work with the U.S. to build more military bases on Greenland. Meteorologist with the National Weather Service Richard Bond says they're forecasting snow across a wide swath of the U.S. this weekend, but cautions as we get closer to the weekend, the forecast could change a bit.
The snow we're looking at basically is from like the southern Rockies, the southern plains, eastward, reaching the mid-Atlantic region, and parts of like even perhaps even Pennsylvania by Saturday night and during the day Sunday. Whereas that dangerous ice is going to be more into the southern plains, mid-south, and the Carolinas.
He urges people to keep up with the latest forecasts as the storm develops. A House committee has advanced resolutions to hold former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 588 points, this is SRN News. Hockey stars reject the LGBT agenda.
NHL clubs continue to host gay pride games and players continue to opt out. This month it was Alexander Ovechkin, the leading goal scorer in league history. The Washington Capitals captain refused to put rainbow tape on his stick during a match with the Panthers, and 5 other Caps players followed suit. Other players around the league, often from Eastern Europe, have taken a similar stand against promoting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen have abducted more than 150 worshippers in simultaneous attacks on 3 separate churches in northwest Nigeria. The attack occurred on Sunday in a community in Kaduna State while services were underway. Worshippers were abducted at the Evangelical Church Winning All, another church belonging to the denomination Cherubim and Seraphim, and a Catholic church. This is SRN News. Iran warns the U.S. to not use force against it to protect pro-democracy demonstrators.
Iran's foreign minister has issued a direct threat against the U.S., warning of retaliation if attacked. This comes after Tehran's crackdown on protesters and as a U.S. aircraft carrier group moves toward the Middle East. Abbas Araghchi made the threat in an opinion article, blaming armed demonstrators for the violence. Videos from Iran show security forces targeting unarmed protesters. The death toll from the protest has reached at least 4,519, according to U.S.-based activists. More than 26,300 people have been arrested, with fears of executions coming amid the ongoing tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.